So this bee flew into my place from next door, right? And stung me.
Oh.
So I saw him fly back in next door, right? And I was about to chase him in and, you know, swat him. But then I thought, hold on a second now, that place is a shithole. Like, you know, that family are really uncivilized. You wouldn't know what you'd catch. So I was left with no choice, really.
Go on.
I had to burn the house down.
What?
Yeah, just kind of torched the place.
With the occupants inside.
Did you hear what I said? I was stung. Stung like no one's ever been stung before. You remember who the victim here is.
Sorry, yeah, go on.
Besides, the people I torched to death, they were actually being used by the bee as human shields.
Some might say it's a disproportionate use of force.
No, it's actually fine, because I gave them a warning.
How so?
Just before I set the place on fire, I shouted inside, "Everyone, get upstairs! The bee's in the kitchen!" It's not my fault the bee moved. Don't look at me, blame the bee.
Any regrets?
Just one, actually. When the house was ablaze, one of the kids in the family, I think it was a little girl, just jumped out the bedroom window and broke both her legs. And I just walked over to her and just very, very gently lay by her side, whispered in her ear, "Do you condemn the bee?" And she didn't. So